years old. And progressively, Jan became worse, and the pain was really becoming unbearable, and she ended up in a wheelchair from the pain. And when I would go and visit Jan, oftentimes she would just be laying in bed. She couldn't get out of bed. She couldn't function because the pain was overwhelming. And she said to me, there are times when I have felt like just cashing it all in, taking some pills and going to sleep because the pain is unbelievable. And I'm now addicted to all these painkillers, and I live in this fog. And she had two beautiful young daughters, and she couldn't really even get out to enjoy them. She loved to ride her bike, and she loved to walk and hike, and she couldn't do any of those things anymore. So she was really, really down. But she began searching and searching and searching, and she studied all the world religions. And she said, you know, they all offer hope. They all offer the hope that it's going to be okay. One day, it's going to be okay. I just saw Jan on Facebook holding her new little grandchild. And her face was beaming, and she was standing holding that grandchild. And she was smiling with the biggest smile anyone could ever have. And I thought, there's resurrection right there, because resurrection literally means to stand again. When we've been beaten down by life, when we've been discouraged, when we've those times we've wanted to just pack it in, there's that hope, that promise that something better is going to happen. A good friend of mine is a colleague, Garth Mundell. He was a principal of St. Stephen's College, which is a continuing education school for people studying religion and faith. And he said, you know, I think Paul was wrong in his letter to the Corinthians when he said, faith, hope, and love abide, but the greatest of these is love. He said, I think the greatest of these is hope. We can't live without hope. We need hope to put the step, make the next step, and the next step, and the next step. We live on hope. The story of Easter, as we saw in our video, is a story of hope. Jesus said, go and share the good news about hope, that there's new life, new possibility in those dark times, that there's going to be a better tomorrow, that new life comes out of darkness. And then there's the second insight, the second truth that comes from Easter morning, from the story of Jesus. And the second truth of Easter is that while all of us are human, and while each of us will undergo the experience of death, because our bodies are mortal, the story of Easter reminds us that our spirits are eternally made and will rise again. Now, there's lots of folks who don't believe that. Scientists who will say, that can't be proven in a laboratory. It can't be replicated. So therefore, if it can't be proven, that maybe it's not true. But I don't know about you, but I know there's lots of things that are true that can't be replicated in a scientific laboratory. And I know that truth comes from people's stories. And the story of Jesus' resurrection is not the only story of resurrection that I've ever heard. But people don't tend to share their stories to just anyone because they're afraid they won't be believed. And they've found when they have shared their stories of faith, of good news, of experiencing people who have come back, who are alive in spirit, they've been not believed. They've been told it was just their imagination. And so they stopped telling the stories. But I've had the privilege of hearing people's stories. The story of Jesus' resurrection is not a story about resuscitation like the movies will show. It's not like his body just got up and started to live again. That's resuscitation. The church doesn't proclaim resuscitation of Jesus' body. We proclaim resurrection, which means the body has to die and the spirit is raised to new life. And according to the four Gospels, his disciples, after his death, several of them experienced the resurrected Jesus. And Paul, on the road to Damascus, never met the historical Jesus. The only Jesus he ever met was an experience, a momentary, fleeting experience of the risen Christ. I don't have any issues in believing in the resurrection of Jesus because I hear stories all the time of people's loved ones appearing to them after death. Like Anne, who felt her deceased husband's arm come around her and hold her when she was trying to figure out how she was going to save the family farm. And she felt his arm around her and felt like he was giving her encouragement to keep going and to farm the land. Or like Diane, who was sitting in her favorite chair and she watched as her deceased husband walked in the room. And she spoke to him and she said, "Bill, you're home early." And she realized, wait a minute, he's gone. But there he was. And then he disappeared. And she said to me, "Jennifer, I was not asleep. I was wide awake in my living room." And then the young girl who witnessed her best friend who had just died standing behind her father and place her hands on his shoulders at her funeral. Or the little girl that had died from working out on her mother's elliptical machine when she was 3. And my friend, we went to the funeral. I led the service, and my friend said, "I saw her dancing around her parents, and I saw her little baby sister talking to her." Or the person who shared, how her son, who had passed away a few days before, appeared to her and said, "I'm not sure where to go." And then she saw an old friend who had died a few years earlier walk into the room and show him the way home. And they walked into the light. These are all experiences of people I know and trust, who I know are telling me the truth, just as Mary Magdalene told the disciples her truth. They are witnesses to the resurrection. And like the disciples in our movie clip this morning, people can either believe with their hearts or not. The choice is always ours, whether we choose to believe and hope in life and in the possibility and promise of hope in the midst of our difficult lives, and can choose to believe in life after death when we are standing at the graveside of our loved ones and know that they are somehow still very much present to us in spirit and that they wait for us in another time and place until our time. We can either trust those stories or not. But the reason we can still celebrate Easter 2,000 years after that first Easter morning is because the resurrection of Jesus just didn't happen 2,000 years ago. Resurrections are still happening every day of our lives if only we have hearts to see and eyes to believe. So on this Easter Sunday, as we go home and go about our week, I invite each of us to look for signs of resurrection all around us. Whether it's a crocus or a snowdrop or a daffodil pushing up through the still cold ground to bloom, or whether it's the sparkling eyes of an old person suffering from dementia who still has moments of lucidity and recognition and connection with us, or a child or grandchild who is struggling with life who comes to us for encouragement and hope and good news, or a parent who comes for a visit after years of separation, or a rainbow that appears after a graveside, or a song on a radio that comes when you really needed to hear just those words the singer had to sing that day. Or whether it's a butterfly that finds its way, following us along on a path, reminding us that our loved ones are as close to us as our next breath. Today, someone shared with me how they went for a walk with their dog. And as they were walking along, they noticed, they looked up, and in the sky, out of the darkness, was this sunshine just coming through the darkness of the clouds, like a beam of light. And they thought, wow, that's beautiful. And then suddenly, he said, this cloud emerged, and it was like the form of a cross with Jesus' robes hanging down. And he said, and if that wasn't enough, I looked beyond and noticed this tree that was like on the island, that was on the island far off, that was like the shape of a cross. And I thought, no, how can that be? Am I just imagining it? That I see this cross with the resurrected Jesus and the sun streaming through in the darkness of a sunrise? He saw Easter morning, on Easter morning, because he had eyes to see and hearts of hope to believe. There are signs of resurrection and hope all around us if we have hearts that are open to receiving these gifts from God. May we see these signs of resurrection imprinted on the world around us. May it be so. Amen.